Page 93. Lesson D. Happy endings. 2. Listening and speaking. Happy endings? A and B. Listen to Gary's and Pam's stories. Gary's story.
While I was having some breakfast in a coffee shop recently, about 2 weeks ago, I started talking to someone at the next table, and I found out the guy was from my old high school. So we were talking about people we both knew and remembering stuff and laughing, and when I got up to leave, we were still talking, and anyway, I forgot my briefcase. I just left it there under my chair. My computer and everything was in it. And I didn't realize until I got to work. And of course, I freaked. My name wasn't on my briefcase or anything. I mean, can you imagine? Anyway, I called the coffee shop right away, but they didn't have it. I was so mad at myself, you know? Anyway, later that day, I was listening to a local radio show, the one I usually listen to at work, and my briefcase was on the lost and found announcements. So I called, and they said it was at the police station. I was so relieved. It turns out that the guy at the coffee shop noticed it when he left, and he took it to the local police station. He had no way of calling me, so yeah. He left me his number, and I called him to say thank you. And now we meet up for breakfast sometimes.
Pam's story.
I was going to a friend's wedding reception last weekend. It was in a beautiful old country house, and I was really looking forward to it. So I left early, about 3:30. The party was at 5, and it was a beautiful day. Anyway, while I was driving down these little country roads, I was thinking about my friend and, well, I got lost. I was in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I had directions and everything, but I just got totally lost. And I was thinking, why didn't I bring my GPS? So, by 4:30, I was getting really upset. I didn't want to be late. Anyway, I saw this little house, and I got out of the car and rang the doorbell. And this nice woman came to the door, and I said, "I'm lost. Can you help me?" And I told her I was looking for this place, and I gave her the name of the country house. Well, she was so nice, and she said, "I'll drive you there. Just follow me." And she got into her car. So I followed her for about 10 minutes, and we arrived at this little country hotel place. And I was thinking, this doesn't look like a place for a wedding reception. Anyway, she drove off, and I went inside. Well, it turned out it was a small country hotel with the same name, but it was totally the wrong place. I finally got to the right place, about an hour late.